Okay, this thing about Law of the Jungle, could I? I don't know. I mean, this is TH, I guess. Watching these stupid little videos there, social media, and you got some safari and an animal eating another one, and a guy sitting there. Oh, this is the coolest thing I saw in my life. Oh. And the next one, you have a elephant mother probably carrying her, or what's left of her little child, looking like a rag after just having been eaten by a cheetah. Mourning visibly, and I could sense almost by looking at this is deep sorrow of a parent that we all can, those of us who are parents, can relate to, right? We don't even want to think about it. All of us, it's our worst fears, right? Then, could we maybe learn by this and stop standing there thinking it's cool, and we see it happening to others, and at the same time building a society of taking part of or accepting, whether by action or philosophy or whatever, or by just silent approval, violence between people, or humans, us, I mean, as a species who should be proud of being wise and be the protectors of everyone else on this planet. Not running around with some idea that we should be predators and preying on each other too. It's ridiculous. It goes against everything that we feel is good to do, isn't it? Because in the end of the day, we all suffer there. Eventually, if we follow that kind of philosophy or idea. Because then we're all predators, right? So there must be some predator there who could very well be, well, there's more predator than we are, and there you go. Well, there goes your kid, or which again is even worse. And I mean, we shouldn't be proud thinking, you know, here we are at the top of the game and nobody can hurt me here. Because, you know, what comes around goes around. So we could, without getting too philosophical or whatever, moralist, at least understand and decide to live like that. That we all, you and me and each one of us, gain the most by cooperating and protecting and helping and supporting each other. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to teach my sons that. Hey guys, instead of just thinking, how can I get the biggest portion of the food, or how can I get the best fruit here of the two, or this or that, and how can I get an advantage and get benefited, and what can I make you do for me, and how can I avoid having to do anything for you? That kind of mentality, it's a no win for anyone. It's a lose-lose mentality, it really is. Because then you have to spend your energy defending yourself and making sure the others don't take more from you than you take from them, and just this kind of push others down and grab as much as you can mentality. It's just silly, because you spend so much time in being rather worried and morose and angry or whatever, and still tend to never feel that you get what you were worth or enough. But if you think, listen up now, this is logical. If you think the opposite way, that here am I now have what I need, I'm okay, actually, if I should be honest about it, now let me spend the rest of it, my time or resources or whatever, also making sure that people around me, as many as possible, are also happy and good about life and everything is fine. Rather than doing the opposite. I hope people can see that. I mean, we should be able to see that we're humans. We are not that low level of animalist instinct yet, I hope. We may be, some may be on the, but just the nose barely above the surface of not sinking into that law of the jungle environment totally. Which I would say pretty much guarantees that after you die, which you don't probably even think about what is happening after that, or that anything could happen after that, which some people, strangely enough, have gotten in their head. Then, well, see you out on the safari, but maybe on the other side. I'm kind of joking around a little, but that's, I think, pretty much close to what life is about, what's going on here. And whatever happens after this life is over, we can fool around thinking about it. I'm really talking about what's going to happen right tomorrow, right today, right this life we have left here. And how each and every one of us is going to experience that life. Happy, unhappy. Well, I think we got the secret here, which is, some they say it's an open secret. And the only reason it's called a secret is because some people, they can't see it. They don't look that direction. So, yeah. When shall we ever learn?